This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is. Amy Coney Barrett begins the hearing process on Capitol Hill. I am confident and gratified that she will be confirmed. And it should come quickly. Well, it has to come quickly if it's going to make it before the election. It's 22 days until Election Day. Isn't that amazing? President Trump back on the campaign trail tonight. He actually did a rally, though they didn't call it a rally, at the White House on Saturday. And he's heading toward Florida tonight. And frankly, to help his campaign, I wish he were a little bit less in the public limelight, because I got to tell you, Amy Coney Barrett, the judge he has nominated for the highest court in the land, is a much better face for the Republican Party. There is no doubt this is exactly what conservatives need to represent. And she may even, if the Democrats continue to battle against her confirmation, that may even tilt some of the very close Senate races and preserve Republican control of the Senate. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There is all kinds of controversy today. And honest to God, I never thought it would come. I really never thought this would be controversial. But I have lived in the state of Washington for going on 25 years. And it has never occurred to me that anyone would seriously challenge the name of this state. Well, it happened. Seattle Times has a huge magazine, cover of the magazine, talking about how uncomfortable some of the writers and some of the academics that they interview and some of the activists they interview. They're terribly uncomfortable with images of George Washington, the name Washington. I know that the only other name that they suggest, well, it's also a problematic name. We will get to that question about actually renaming one of the 50 states in the union because it's politically incorrect. Last night in Portland, thugs and creeps and losers and radicals tore down a statue of Abraham Lincoln, and they tore down a statue of Theodore Roosevelt. The police declared a riot. The thugs scattered. It is unclear if any of them were arrested, and even if they were arrested, given the actions of the district attorney in Multnomah County in Portland, Oregon, nobody will pay for it. But they should. And we will get to the question of what words do people associate with Joe Biden, and what words do they associate with President Trump. The Democrats on the committee have been warned away from one disaster. And the committee, I mean the Judiciary Committee of the U.S. Senate, chaired by Lindsey Graham, where Dianne Feinstein, who is seeming, well, older and older. I mean, she's significantly older. She's, what, 8 years older than Joe Biden. So she's up there. But Lindsey Graham, the chair of the committee, and Lindsey is facing a very tough electoral challenge where his opponent, Jamie Harrison, has just broken all-time records for raising $57 million. That's right, in one quarter. He's raised even more money than Beto O'Rourke. This is an amazing thing. We will get to that. But Lindsey Graham opened the meeting today, the confirmation hearings, by saying this in clip one.
This is an election year. We're confirming the judge in an election year after the voting has occurred. What will happen is that my Democratic colleagues will say This has never been done, and they're right in this regard. Nobody's, I think, has ever been confirmed in election year past July. The bottom line is Justice Ginsburg, when asked about this several years ago, said that a president serves 4 years, not three. There's nothing unconstitutional about this process. This is a vacancy that has occurred through a tragic loss of a great woman, and we're going to fill that vacancy with another great woman. The bottom line here is that the Senate is doing its duty constitutionally.
Well, he's entirely correct, of course. And when Justice Ginsburg made that point, may she rest in peace, that the president's elected for 4 years, not three, she was talking about Barack Obama and his appointment of Merrick Garland and why he should have the right to appoint Merrick Garland. He had the right to appoint Merrick Garland. He did it. And then the Senate had the right, because majority rules in the Senate, people are duly elected that reflect the will of the electorate, people elected them, they decided not to proceed on confirmation in the hope, and a lot of people thought it was a forlorn hope back in 2016, that Trump would win the election. And the idea that this is the best that the Democrats have to offer, well, we heard plenty of it in some of their opening statements. Lindsey Graham went on in clip two to talk about what happened to Merrick Garland. Listen.
As to Judge Garland, the opening that occurred with the passing of Justice Scalia was in the early part of an election year. The primary process had just started. And we can talk about history, but here's the history as I understand it. There's never been a situation where you had a president of one party in the Senate of another, where the nominee, the replacement, was made in election year. It's been over 140 years ago. I think there have been 19 vacancies filled in election year. 17 of the 19 were confirmed to the court when the party of the president and the Senate were the same. In terms of timing, the hearing is starting 16 days after nomination. More than half of all Supreme Court hearings have been held within 16 days of the announcement of the nominee. Stevens 10, Rehnquist 13, Powell 13, Blackmun 15, Berger 13. All I can say is that I feel that we're doing this constitutionally. Our Democratic friends object to the process. I respect them all. They'll have a chance to have their say. But most importantly, I hope we will know more about how the law works, checks and balances, what the Supreme Court is all about when this hearing is over.
Okay, and his concluding remarks were addressed to his Democratic colleagues. Now, you know that Lindsey Graham, we saw it during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, can get feisty. He wasn't. He's really pleading for successful hearings and for working at least in a spirit of comity. Here's Lindsey Graham.
To my Democratic colleagues, I respect you all. We've done some things together, and we've had some fights in this committee. I've tried to give you the time you need to make your case, and you have every right in the world to make your case. I think I know how the vote's going to come out, but I think Judge Barrett is required, for the good of the nation, to submit to your questions and ours. This is going to be a long, contentious week. I would just ask one thing of the committee. To the extent possible, let's make it respectful. Let's make it challenging. Let's remember the world is watching.
It's a valid point and a good point. Lindsey Graham was the right man for this job. And it's a very good thing that he has replaced Chuck Grassley as the head of the Judiciary Committee. And things got off to, well, an interesting start. There are also some comments made by Joe Biden. They're completely off base. We'll get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show. politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're proud to welcome a brand new sponsor to our show. It's called Contact My Politician. And this is a completely free, completely nonpartisan resource that exists just to make you closer to the people who are supposed to represent you. For instance, if you live down in the state of Oregon, like a lot of our listeners down in Portland, most of them live in the state of Oregon, of course, and you're sick over the fact that demonstrators are allowed to tear down a statue of Lincoln and to tear down a statue of Theodore Roosevelt, to break windows, so-called peaceful demonstrators. You want to say something about that? Well, this helps you do it. Because, see, most people know how to contact the president. Maybe you know how to contact a U.S. senator. But how about your state legislative representatives or your city council representatives? Well, you need to hold them accountable, and you can do that with Contact My Politician. It's contactmypolitician.com. This is American-owned, again, nonpartisan. There's no political agenda here, just an agenda to advance democracy. Let them know what's on your mind. This is a service, and you can find the banner right at our website at michaelmedved.com. It allows you to easily communicate directly with your representatives via written and video messages wherever, whenever, in just a few clicks. You can share your thoughts, you can express your opinions, and let your voice be heard. These people, after all, are supposed to work for you. There's a better way to make a difference and to bring change. Contact MyPolitician.com is the name of the service. You'll find it at MichaelMedved.com. Just look for the banner. It's absolutely free. It's absolutely secure. Let them know that Michael sent you. And I don't know if it's even worth contacting Amy Klobuchar at this point. Amy Klobuchar had a reputation when she was running for president as being the most moderate of the Democratic candidates in the race. It didn't sound like it today. She spoke for about 10 minutes, and a lot of her comments had nothing to do with Amy Coney Barrett or her record as a judge or as a law professor or as a human being. A lot of it had to do with COVID-19. And she sounded, in clip 5, very much like this.
We cannot divorce this nominee and her views from the election we are in. We didn't choose to do this now, to plop a Supreme Court nomination hearing in the middle of an election. They did. So the reason people aren't going to fall for this is because it is so personal. The over 210,000 people who have died, the school canceled, the small business closed, the job you don't have, the degree you couldn't get. It's personable to me. Because my husband got COVID early on. He ended up in the hospital for a week on oxygen with severe pneumonia. And months after he got it, I find out the president knew it was airborne, but he didn't tell us. We were cleaning off every surface in our house, and my husband got it anyway. We didn't know. And my dad at 92, he got it in his assisted living. I stood there outside his window in a mask, and he looked so small and confused. Mm-hmm. He knew mm-hmm. who our family was, but he didn't know what was going on. I thought it was going to be the last time that I saw him. He miraculously survived. But Marnie Zhang, she didn't. Marnie was a rising star, the chairwoman of the St. Paul School Board in just 31 years when COVID took her life. Her dad felt sick. She went with him to the hospital because he was scared, and then she got sick, never got off a ventilator, and died.
Okay, what does any of this have to do with Judge Barrett? Is she responsible for the administration's, I will admit it, mismanagement of the COVID crisis? Did she play any role in that? Of course not. And Ben Sasse, the senator from Nebraska, who is a really profound and clear and entertaining legal thinker. He actually came after Senator Klobuchar of Minnesota, and the Nebraska senator had this to say about her opening statement.
I just want to say, Senator Klobuchar said a number of things about COVID that I agree with. She cited a bunch of really painful stories in Minnesota, and similar stories could be told from across the country. I even agree with parts of her criticism of the mismanagement of COVID by Washington, D.C. I don't know what any of that has to do with what we're here to do today. Huge parts of what we're doing in this hearing would be really confusing to eighth graders. If civics classes across the country tuned into this hearing and tried to figure out what we're here to do, And they heard as much as they've heard about 2009 Finance Committee debates about what should be in a health care reform package. I'm blessed to sit not just on the Judiciary Committee, but also on the Finance Committee. And lots of the discussions we've had in here today fit better in a Finance Committee hearing than in a Judiciary Committee hearing. So I think it would be very useful for us to pause and remind ourselves and do some of our civic duty to eighth graders to help them realize what a president runs for, what a senator runs for, and on the other hand, why Judge Barrett is sitting before us today and what the job is that you're being evaluated for.
Okay. Isn't that clear and refreshing? Again, I'm proud of Senator Sasse. What he delivered was a civics lesson. And the written text is actually worth downloading. Actually, maybe, Jeremy, if we can put the whole written text of his remarks up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Because it's a model. He makes the case there is a difference between civics and politics. Civics is all the stuff we're supposed to agree on. Like, serve your country. Tell the truth. Participate in your community. Yeah, pay your taxes. All the basics. That's called civics. Politics is stuff you're supposed to disagree on. And what a judge is supposed to do is not settle the political questions. That's up to the legislature and the president. Senator Sasse, in fact, at clip 7, talked about depoliticizing the court. Listen.
Depoliticizing the court looks a lot like letting courts and judges do their jobs and the Congress do our jobs. You don't like the policies in America? Great. Elect different people in the House and in the Senate and in the presidency. Fire the politicians at the next election. But voters don't have the freedom to fire the judges. Therefore, we should not view judges and we should not encourage judges or the public to view them as ultimately politicians who hide behind their robes. The antidote to judicial activism is originalism. Originalism, also known as textualism, is basically the old idea from eighth grade civics that judges don't get to make laws. Judges just apply them. An originalist comes to the court with a fundamental humility and modesty about what the job is that they're there to do. An originalist doesn't think of herself as a super legislator whose opinions will be read by angels from stone tablets in heaven. Judicial activism, on the other hand, is the bad idea that judges' black robes are just fake, and truthfully, they're wearing red or blue partisan jerseys under there. We should reject all such judges. And so today, when we have a nominee before us, we should be asking her questions that are not about trying to predetermine how certain cases will be judged.
Okay, this is so important. He continues, we will continue. Joe Biden also said something today when he's out campaigning that he's going to have to pull back because it's flat out untrue. What is it? We'll get to it coming up on the Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the White House and House Democrats work towards a deal on an economic stimulus bill, there is some pushback from some Republican senators, calling the plan too expensive. But White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News she believes those senators will eventually fall in line.
I believe Senate Republicans would ultimately come along with what the president wants. The president noted that yesterday, too. We believe Senate Republicans are not what's blocking this. It is Democrats. You look at both sides. One side has been moving, and it has been the Republican side, moving to $1.6 trillion, moving to $1.8, giving more school funding than they asked for. Nancy Pelosi is sitting staunchly in, I don't know if she's in her salon these days or back in Congress, sitting staunchly in her position, not moving towards us. The American people deserve better.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are set to continue talks this week on a deal to reconcile the House's $2.2 trillion bill and the administration's $1.8 trillion counteroffer. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, one of the reasons that I think Ben Sasse in his opening statement today was so incredibly useful is he explained things. He explained what judicial activism was and what was wrong with it. And he explained what originalism was and why that's the needed cure for too much judicial activism on the court. And then he also explained a problem that's very pertinent to this election, court packing, because Joe Biden, very foolishly, it seems to me, has refused to rule out court packing. What court packing means is changing the size of the Supreme Court, passing laws that would mean that we suddenly have 11 or 12 or even 15 justices, and that the new president, the Democrats, of course, hope that will be Joe Biden, that the new president gets a chance to fill all those seats and change the court. Here is Senator Sasse, clip 8, defining what court packing means. Listen.
We should underscore what is court packing. Court packing is the idea that we should blow up our shared civics, that we should end the deliberative structure of the Senate by making it just another majoritarian body for the purposes of packing the Supreme Court. Court packing would depend on the destruction of the full debate here in the Senate, and it is a partisan suicide bombing that would end the deliberative structure of the United States Senate and make this job less interesting for all 100 of us, not for 47 or 53, because it's hard to get to a supermajority that tries to protect the American people from 51, 49, 49, 51 swings all the time. What blowing up the filibuster would ultimately do is try to turn the Supreme Court into the ultimate super legislature. Court packing is not judicial reform, as some of you who wrote the memo over the weekend got a lot of media to bite on. Court packing is destroying the system we have now. It is not reforming the system we have now. And anybody who uses that the language that implies filling legitimate vacancies is actually just another form of court packing that's playing the American people for fools. And the American people actually want a Washington, D.C. that depoliticizes more decisions, not politicizes more decisions.
Okay, I think he's right and entirely correct. And the attempt to politicize this decision, a lot of people had feared that the Democrats would go after Judge Barrett based upon her profound commitment to her Catholic faith. She was raised in a very religious home, one of seven children, the oldest daughter among seven children, and she conducts a religious home. And that's irrelevant to her work as a judge. But what they've been going after in particular is the question of Obamacare. Why? Because on November 10th, yeah, that's right, less than a month from now, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments about Obamacare. And no one, I repeat, no one, no serious court watcher, doesn't matter what your point of view is, no one believes that they are going to strike down Obamacare or take away anyone's insurance. That will not happen. I mean, and if you look at the way that Chief Justice John Roberts has run the court, he has sustained Obamacare before. It's not going to go away. People with pre-existing conditions are suddenly not going to be without doctor's care. But that didn't stop Joe Biden from saying this on the campaign trail today concerning Judge Barrett. Listen.
This nominee said she wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. The president wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Let's keep our eye on the ball. This is about whether or not in less than one month, Americans are going to lose their health insurance.
Okay. It's true. The president has said he wants to get rid of Obamacare. Justice Barrett has never said that. She has introduced, she's talked about questions about Obamacare and the way that the court previously had ruled it constitutional. But the idea that she wants to get rid of it and it's going to be gone in 1 month is ridiculous. First of all, the court hears oral arguments on November 10th. What that probably means is in April of next year, maybe May, they'll come up with a decision. They never do an immediate decision after they hear oral arguments. And the decision is not going to be to get rid of anybody's medical care. It will not happen. And again, the entire alarmism that the Democrats are trying to put forward on this issue is, it seems to me, extremely irresponsible and really not worthy of a serious debate about a very serious nomination. There's a piece in Newsweek, in fact, that quotes Judge Barrett with a journal article that she was published in 2017, which argued against a 2012 Supreme Court ruling which supported Congress's authority in regards to enforcing certain ACA provisions. But none of this comes to the idea that she is going to get rid of people's coverage if they have pre-existing conditions. It's an absurdity. Speaking of people's coverage and medical crises, a little bit of sad news and a little bit of American history. Roberta McCain, who was the mother of Senator John McCain, the late Senator John McCain, has just passed away. She's described in the Washington Post, appropriately, as an independent-minded oil heiress who was married to one of the Navy's highest-ranking officers. She's also the daughter-in-law of one of the Navy's highest-ranking officers, the In any event, that's McCain's father and grandfather, and who displayed characteristic pluck when she took to the presidential campaign trail at age 96 on behalf of her son, Senator John McCain of Arizona. Roberta McCain passed away. She was 108 years old. Her daughter-in-law, Cindy McCain, announced the death in a tweet earlier today, but did not provide further details. Cindy's husband, Senator John McCain, died in August 2018 of brain cancer. May her memory be a blessing to her family and to her fellow Americans. We will come right back with Ted Cruz talking about the proper role of the judiciary, because that is what a great deal of this involves. And I also want to spend some time talking about Columbus Day, because today is Columbus Day. I don't know if where you live has already changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day, or to a day of mourning, or to there's several articles about Columbus, some of which I think go too far in praising him and defending his reputation, and of course lots and lots of material on the left trying to make him into a demon and a mass killer and a horror, all of which is wildly unfair. Look, Columbus was not the greatest navigator, was not the greatest scientist, was not the greatest computational genius of all time. When he first landed in the New World, people think in the island of Dominica, where the Dominican Republic is, they're not even sure. He wasn't sure where he was. He thought he had landed in Japan. And it's a little bit wrong. He greatly underestimated the size of the world. But despite what some people say today, he was right. And most people, even in his era, knew the earth was round. We will get to Columbus. Also, new controversy about Cleopatra. Why? We'll tell you and more, all coming up on the MedVet Show.
You are speaking truth.
MedVed.
Your brilliance, shining light under this, speaking your truth is nothing short of heroic.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Me to discuss with you, you have to calm down first.
This,
are you calm?
Is the Michael Medved Show.
I love it. The headline says ACB's confirmation hearing gets underway. Already, shortly after her appointment, even before her confirmation, the confirmation will probably come within 10 days. But ACB Amy Coney Barrett, a new superstar on the Supreme Court, as she has been a star in every setting in which she's functioned. She went to school at Rhodes College in Tennessee because she got a generous scholarship there, and it's a fine liberal arts college. She was a star, highest honors. She graduated first in her class at Notre Dame Law School, another scholarship, because she did not come from a privileged family. And you talk to the people who know Judge Barrett. Noah Feldman, who was one of those legal experts, he teaches at Harvard. He's one of those legal experts who testified to call for President Trump's impeachment. And he has written the most glowing praise of Judge Barrett and talked about his support, despite their ideological disagreements, his support for her for the Supreme Court. And this should be a moment of American unity. It really should. As it was when President Clinton nominated Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she was nominated with only 3 dissenting votes. She was confirmed with only 3 dissenting votes. Or when President Reagan nominated Justice Scalia, who was nominated unanimously. The idea that Democrats are just reflexively opposing this outstanding judge and this outstanding human being, it's a shame. And it all comes from a misunderstanding about the proper role in our constitutional system of the judiciary. Senator Ted Cruz, who was another star law student, he was at Harvard Law School. Senator Cruz explains the difference in Republicans and Democrats viewing the judiciary's role. Listen.
Democrats and Republicans have fundamentally different visions of the court, of what the Supreme Court is supposed to do, what its function is. Democratic senators view the court as a super legislature as a policymaking body, as a body that will decree outcomes to the American people. Now, that vision of the court is something found nowhere in the Constitution. And it's a curious way to want to run a country. Even if on any particular policy issue you might happen to agree with wherever a majority of the court is on any given day, who in their right mind would want the United States of America ruled by five unelected lawyers wearing black robes? It's hard to think of a less democratic notion than unelected philosopher kings with life tenure decreeing rules for 330 million Americans. That is not, in fact, the court's job.
And this is why, and of course, it's very important to think about that. Where does your power come from as a judge? Your power comes from only one place, from the Constitution. The whole idea of judicial review, which is means that the court can strike down laws. And originally it was only federal laws, of course. But then with the 14th Amendment, it was expanded, the court decided, to include the right to strike down state laws that were in violation of the 14th Amendment. In any event, the point about this is the power comes from the text. In other words, is it possible for a Congress to pass and a president to sign a law that is obviously unconstitutional? Oh, sure it is. And I'll give you an example. It happened early in the Republic. Is that John Adams signed into law the Sedition Acts, which made it a crime to criticize the president. And that law was clearly a violation of the First Amendment. Now, at that time, the Supreme Court hadn't yet developed this right of judicial review. Today, if somebody wanted to pass a law like that, it would be struck down quickly because it clearly violates a clause of the Constitution. But that's the only basis they have. And then when they go wandering far afield to create a right to privacy, which appears nowhere in the Constitution's text, that's what the court did in 1965, it's deeply problematic. But here's one of the big arguments against court packing. See, Democrats seeing the court as a partisan matter. Well, we need a majority of Democrats on the court, and then everything will be fine. Majority of Republicans on the court is difficult. Do you know how long we've had a majority of Republicans on the Supreme Court? Since the Nixon administration. It is now for 45 years. There has been a Republican majority. And it was during that time that the court decided Roe v. Wade and created a, quote, right to abortion. It was during that time with a Republican majority that the court voted the Obergefell decision, which I think is highly questionable, which creates a right to same-sex marriage. And the idea is for people who say, well, if we have a heavy Republican majority, well, we do now. This will be an even heavier Republican majority. So at what point did the court go off the rails in a conservative point of view, in a radical Republican point of view? It didn't. But that doesn't keep folks from, like Kamala Harris, using her time to not just not attack Judge Barrett, that wouldn't work very well for her, but to attack the process. Clip 11.
This hearing should have been postponed. The decision to hold this hearing now is reckless and places facilities workers, janitorial staff, and congressional aides and Capitol Police at risk. Not to mention that while tens of millions of Americans are struggling to pay their bills, the Senate should be prioritizing coronavirus relief and providing financial support to those families. The American people need to have help to make rent or their mortgage payment We should provide financial assistance to those who have lost their jobs and help parents put food on the table. Small businesses need help, as do the cities, towns, and hospitals that this crisis has pushed to the brink. The House bill would help families and small businesses get through this crisis.
Okay, look, I think I agree with her, and I think most Americans do, in wanting some kind of compromise to go through. So speak to Nancy Pelosi. The president has been up, down, back, and forth. But Steven Mnuchin, who's been handling the negotiations, wants a compromise. And the idea that the Senate of the United States can't deal with this issue at the same time that it's dealing with Judge Barrett. First of all, not all U.S. senators are members of the Judiciary Committee. She is. But the idea that they can't chew gum and walk at the same time is ridiculous. The actual phrase, by the way, was Lyndon Johnson who said that President Gerald Ford was so dumb he couldn't chew gum and walk at the same time. He didn't actually say walk. What he actually said, and I've heard this directly, I did an interview with one of Johnson's aides who said that Ford was so dumb he couldn't chew gum and pass wind. He used an impolite phrase at the same time. Speaking of passing wind, there is an internationally renowned and beloved figure who has just endorsed Joe Biden. And actually, I'm surprised that it took so long. This is somebody I expected. Now, is this an internationally renowned figure who is going to change many votes? Well, probably not, because she's not a voter herself. Why not? We will explain all to you. We'll also be speaking with Bobby Jindal, former governor of Louisiana, a three-term member of the United States Congress, about his fellow Indian American, Kamala Harris, and why she should be proud of her country and not be so eager to focus on its shortcomings. And speaking of focusing on shortcomings, the real stories of a Columbus Day and the destruction of statues of Lincoln and Roosevelt and more, we'll deal with it all in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.